Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to the Mino and Aaron Show.
Oh, no.
Oh, that hurt. Okay. Right.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, they are unbelievable. They're 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors. They have exclusive hidden screens, which can stay inside the window when you're not using it. You can retire that fly swatter, have beautiful outdoor views whenever screens aren't needed. Also within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply. See their showroom for details. Offer ends at the end of the month. The mayor right here has four different levels of his house, Aaron, and he's got these things in every window.
At the reason they're one of the
four. You ever been in a four-level house?
No, honestly not.
It's three, and then it's the windows. Now's the time to do this, Johnny, because these save your energy bill. When we, it's an old house, and when we bought it, we had to do a little work to it, and the Pella windows reduced, I'm not kidding you, I'm thinking half.
Yeah.
Really, with good doors, good windows.
Absolutely.
Because
you ever invited to his house?
No.
Me neither.
I've had Pella windows. Does that count?
Oh, yes, that does. That's okay. What we're talking about, not the mayor's house.
So, Aaron Davidson joining us here in the studio.
Aaron, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
How long were you... my mother loves you, by the way, so I have to say hello.
Hello, Mom.
When you had your transplant, she just, and Johnny knows, rosary every day.
Oh.
And you were one of the beads.
I honestly think that helped. I mean, so many people were just reached out.
They did.
And I just really felt the love. So that,
right.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Everybody's daughter.
I don't want to sound like we're dumb, but it was kidney, right?
It was liver.
Liver. Okay. Oh, you definitely wouldn't have wanted one of mine then.
No.
But we'll sound like we're dumb. Thank you, John.
Well, it was 33 years
ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you still real big with the transplant?
Yes, I do. I still volunteer with transplant. The NEW Donate Life Walk that is in August. You can tell that I have not had enough coffee.
Yes.
In April, I do the walk with
them. Why do people not? I mean, I'm going to leave everything I got organ-wise.
Why would they not want it? I can answer that. Or what was your question?
No, why would somebody not want to be a donor?
Oh,
I'm a donor.
Are you?
Yeah. There might be something.
I don't know.
That they would want.
It makes no sense to me, but.
That they would want my parts?
No, so, that they would not want to donate.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That yeah. they would definitely.
I thought she was saying, no, you don't know. There's no reason for you to be a donor.
I thought, oh, good, she's on my team.
No, no.
So, all right. So you're doing that. Okay. And what else? You've been out of the media. You've been out of, 3 years?
In August, it's 3 years. So it just went by so fast, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
We live in the middle of the woods on the Menominee River in the village of Wysocki. Just love Wysocki. The people there have been very kind.
Great little Dairy Queen there or something? The little ice cream place?
The ice cream station.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That's fantastic.
Yes, people love that. I'm a member of the book club from the library,
nice.
So
nice.
I hang out with
Do you have my most recent book, 50 Strong, there?
No, I'll have to suggest that. They're asking for suggestions right now.
That is a good one.
Yeah, so I could definitely put that on there. But so I've volunteered a little bit with the Coalition to Save the Menominee River. They're fighting a mine. That they want to put on the Menominee River, an open pit mine, which we think would be disastrous for the area, and even potentially down river to the Bay of Green Bay and Lake Michigan.
I should know this. Where is that process at?
Right now, they still have to submit all the permits again. It was an Aquila Resource project for many years, and then they sold it to Gold Resources. Goro is their name. And now they have to resubmit everything because some of the permits were overturned in court, and so they had to basically start all over again. Okay. They have promised to start a more environmentally friendly mine, which would be amazing if that could actually happen, because actually open pit mining is the most polluting industry in the world. So
I've worked in an open pit mine.
Yeah, have you really?
Oh, yeah, up in the UP. Empire Mine.
That's it. I mean, that was an open pit mine.
Mm-hmm, huh? Absolutely.
All right.
So Green Bay, Green Bay MSA, so right, that's, I don't know if that, the county goes up to Shawano County. It's four counties. Anyway, this region was selected by U.S. News and World Report as the number one place to live in the United States. I mean,
nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And we've always, you know, we obviously watched that very close. I've been top 20s. Madison always scores very high. I'm just curious as what you think about that. Someone who covered the city for 30 years, you've traveled extensively.
In the area?
Deserved?
I think I'm kind of saying, like, I don't know if I'm asking if it's deserved, because I think it is, but what do you think gave us that award? Like, what do you like about Green Bay? You chose to stay here. You could have gone. I mean, you're a big Hawaii person, I know. And
well, I'm not sure I would have lived in Hawaii, but
could have gone back to Beloit.
Could have gone back to Beloit. That's where I'm from. Exactly. You know, Green Bay has so much going for it because they have a great education system. They also have, you know, you're very close to wildlife, nature. You can go to Door County, to the lake, to the rivers. I mean, there's just so many recreational opportunities here, and also cultural opportunities, you know, with the Widener Center and the university. So there's just a little bit of everything for anyone.
We have that football team too.
Well, oh, I forgot about that.
going back to TV days there, and what were some of the hype? I know you probably get asked this every time you've spoke someplace, but some of the highlights of your career that you remember that really stand out?
Oh, boy. I mean, going to Packer games, honestly. Yeah. I covered two Super Bowls for the Packers, and, you know, the fan portion of it. I didn't do any of the sports part. That was up to you, John.
Actually, Burke and I had to, remember something got screwed up with our reservations?
Gosh.
We had to sleep in the live van. Burke and I had to sleep with no shower. Erin would allow us to use her shower.
Yes. In New Orleans, it was kind of crazy because there weren't a lot of rooms. And so I think at one time you had to sleep in, a Winnebago or something that we're using in the studio?
It was the van.
Yes.
I had to sleep in the van.
I was
with no shower.
I was an advocate to have every Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. It's
so
easy to get around.
Everything is in walking distance.
Everything's in walking distance. The restaurants are awesome. The people are as friendly, and there's something to be said for Southern hospitality. The people are as friendly as can be.
And so much
music,
to do.
I
could not agree more. San Diego was terrible.
Dallas was terrible.
Dallas was horrific.
I was there. Dallas, right?
It was completely awful.
It disorganized, right?
It disorganized. There was two separate venues
totally.
That were so far apart.
45 miles apart.
Yes.
And the cabs were on strike.
Yes.
The
cabs were on strike. We had that ice storm that was going through. Our hotel did not have any maid service. Any people were working there because they couldn't get there. The heat wasn't on.
Where's New
Orleans? We were taking cold showers.
Yeah. Where's New Orleans? The customer service is great. The bellman, the wait. I just think that's a great, great city. We took, my wife and I, we chaperoned the Notre Dame High School band down to New Orleans. And they couldn't have been nicer. It was just everything, every place we went to, obviously Bourbon Street, but what's the Jazz Hall? And they brought a band.
Oh, the
Preservation Hall.
Hall. Yes,
and then we went to where the, for Mardi Gras, where they make all the floats.
Yes.
And just everything. And it's so close. That's what I liked about it. We weren't driving. But, you know, I just want to say that Dallas thing. So I'm at the hotel, and you know, as the mayor, I had gifts and things. The general manager of the hotel, we all crammed into his car, and he took us to the Packer experience, or to the, the NFL experience.
Sure.
Is what I meant, because there was no way to get there. I don't know. I don't want to dwell on that.
It was
but
a mess.
I just,
we won't bang on him too much more.
No.
we could.
How about San Diego when they were at the Budweiser tent, they ran out of beer the night before.
Nice. See, no, I didn't go to that one.
The thing is, here's what they said. I was talking to somebody, and they said, we've done every Super Bowl, and we, you know, X number of people are going to be there with the number of tickets sold. They weren't expecting so many people from Wisconsin to go there who didn't have tickets. You know, that wasn't factored in, but people from Wisconsin just want to go down for the party.
Drank
them
dry.
They said, we've never experienced that with any team before. Remember, they drank them dry.
The other thing, Nashville, I have a couple of kids that live there. We go there. When the Packers played the Titans, is it Nashville? What's their name? Yeah, Titans, right?
Yeah.
Nashville. They ran out of beer on Broadway.
Oh, no.
They ran out of beer. That Wisconsin game. Guy's like, this never happened before. No. I mean, I don't know. Is that good?
People always talk about, you know, right. Wow, it must be so cool to cover a Super Bowl and all the parties and the thing. Me, Burke, and I think Vinny were sitting in the hotel lobby with a bag of chips and like a six-pack. Yeah. And that was our big pre-Super Bowl party.
But it's great to have them here. We had we had a blast at the game on Saturday, and we're excited about that. But I just think there's so much more in this community, and that's why I'm kind of glad we got that award. And something that we were recognized for and was the how far your money goes, you know, the cost of housing. You can still afford.
Hold that thought. I just got this text. Does Erin miss the daily grind of doing news? We all miss her on the news.
Oh, that was nice. I don't
miss. Signed Big Mike.
I don't miss the daily grind, honestly. But I do miss the people there. You know, Tom Zaleski, I probably spent more time with him than I did my own husband. So, you know, you miss people that you don't see every day, that you used to see every day.
Tom tells a pretty funny story, though, about when he was hosting the Hawaii trip and you and him had it planned, where he's like, boy, I sure miss Erin. And all of a sudden, Erin appears on the bus.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But it's amazing when people, you know, remembers Walter Cronkite, but you were real, you know, and I think sometimes you can watch some of these cable things and it's like, really? You know what I mean? Like, you were, and that's too bad. I mean, I
started in radio and I never meant to be on television. It was sort of an accidental career. My plan was to be an English major, maybe an English teacher, a writer. So I was sort of unexpectedly thrust onto television. And so I think I approached it like that, but it was never one of my career goals. And I ended up loving it. It was a wonderful career, good to me. But I didn't come from the avenue that a lot of people that just were dying to be on TV.
And they're out there.
Yes.
With social media and followers.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
It's such a young person's business now. Yes. I mean, you have to be so attuned to those things.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
You did a great job. We were so glad to have you here. So tell me what you think Green Bay should. Look who's here. our next guest who's going to be joining us with Erin is Dr. Tiller, who is, of course, the new superintendent of schools here in Green Bay. Oversees 20,000 K through 12 kids in the public school district, and he's going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about an event he has coming up. But before that, Erin, what do you think we should be working on here in Green Bay? I mean, you're born and raised. Do you have any ideas for us?
And if you do, could you hold that thought?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Like,
Johnny and I think we should, UWGB should bring in hockey. So that's
one of
the things.
Yes, I want to see D1 hockey.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that.
So work on that for us.
All right. Yeah.
Forget the mindset.
Mind of the Mayor, Erin Davidson, and Dr. Tiller joining us in just a bit. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW on a beautiful Wednesday. What's it going to be today, like 95, 96 heat index? And I mean, when we're out there running today, Jim, we're going to be sweating off some LBs. You know we are. Yeah. You know it. Why don't you introduce our very special guest along with Erin Davidson?
We've got, this is a fun show. We've only been doing this for a few months, but one of my favorites in the city is our new superintendent of schools. And he's joining us today, Dr. Tiller. And we talked a little bit about when he was here last time, and we're joined by Erin Davidson, who was, they introduced the show with John Mino being this legend. Erin Davidson is the legend. 30 years broadcaster. You were.
Where does it say that I was a legend in our thing? It doesn't say legend. It says veteran.
Oh, veteran. Okay. Oh. You lobbied to have it legend, and then they said no. That's right. That's right. I know. I remember hearing that
right,
somewhere.
That's but, great.
Anyway, Erin. And Dr. Tiller, you really don't, you didn't live here because you've only been here since June, but Erin was the anchor on Channel 5.
Yes, okay. With Tom Zaleski.
With Tom, and for many, many years, and just everybody trusted her, kind of the Walter Cronkite of Green Bay, and loved her, and just she went through a little bit of a medical issue, and just she was talking earlier how just the prayers, the cards, I mean, people really cared about you. So it's cruel that you stayed in the city, or in the community, I should say, and we're glad you're here. As you know, Erin, education, and you said one of the reasons you thought we were deserving of the award for the best city was because of our education. And I look at education, obviously, there's nothing more important than the kids in our community. But it's also an economic engine for the community. People would come to see me or people, and they want to know about the education before they buy a house, before they move here, before they expand their business. Yes. And then I said, that's usually number two to crime. And Dr. Tiller corrected me rightfully and said, hey, look, if we have good education, that's more important because that will take care of the crime, which he's right on that. And so we're glad he's here. He's got a big event coming up tomorrow that we're going to promote a little bit. Back to school, just a good old back to school party. Right, Doc?
Yes, exactly. So first of all, I want to thank you two, you two, Mino and the mayor. You have been wonderful. No matter what people say, I love you two guys.
Well, that's one. That's just because we're both from Flint.
Oh, as long as you didn't drink that water, that's fine.
Yeah. Only beer.
So, yes, we have a wonderful, wonderful back to school. And let me tell you the nexus of how this came to be. When I came on board, I sat down and I thought to myself, we need to have a celebration just to say thank you, because you could have taken your kids anywhere in the area. But just to say thank you, I didn't want the parents to pay for anything. I wanted free transportation. I wanted carnival rides. I wanted games. So I called my family engagement team up, four key people, and I gave them the task. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. And it has turned out phenomenal. And that's what I want to talk about, because it's going to happen tomorrow between 12 and 6, which is the 24th. And it's going to happen back at West High School. And what it is just to say thank you. Thank you, parents, for coming to Green Bay. Thank you for entrusting us with your child's education, which is critical and point. We're going to have 40 stations of fun. We have shuttle buses that will be running from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Jackson Elementary, Fort Howard Elementary, nice. Sullivan Elementary, and West High School. We're going to obstacle courses, and the whole community has just come out to embrace this whole family celebration, which is just phenomenal. So I'm going to put you two, Mino and the mayor, I'm going to put you two out on front. They don't even know I'm going to say, this is why I love this show. I want to make sure that you two show up, and I want to invite you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tomorrow between 12 and 6 at West High School, what's the official name?
Back to School Family Celebration.
Okay, Back to School Family Celebration at West High School. And, you know, Dr. Tiller, those of us who follow him, and not social media, I'm not on that, but follow him in terms of the paper and kind of got my ear to the ground on what's going on here. You are getting out in the community, and people need to do that. I didn't do everything right, but I did a lot of events.
I absolutely will second him on that. I volunteered for a lot of events, and every single one, he would be there.
I will third that.
and it was
incredible.
I will fourth that, because believe it or not, that's where I took the model from. You don't even know this. But I took the model from you, former mayor, and everybody said you were everywhere and everything, and that can be taxing on the individual.
It can, but I will tell you that is where you're going to get the best advice, is from the front line. And believe me, as I told you last time, there's plenty of free advice in this town. But they really care. I mean, people who they do, they care. And if you can just have a conversation, and you're not going to remember everybody's name and where you met them, they'll come up, oh, I remember we talked. And but they're going to give you good information that you're going to be, you know, laying awake night and saying, you know what, that's a good idea. We got to get a team to explore that a little bit more. So I'm glad you're getting out there. You have very high energy, and I think that is contagious. I have always said that. I believe that. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. It will definitely be at your party tomorrow, or at celebration, I should say.
Oh, you see, now, Mino, beer. It will be no beer tent.
No, I'm on my new diet. So it's okay.
He'll just run back to his car.
What's that? A seafood diet? Everything
seafood,
you see?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll stick to my day job.
There are M&M's here.
I was going to say, did you like those M&M's we gave you last
time? I did. I put them in my bowl in my office. Thank you.
All right.
So, Johnny, you know, if you look at our guests and you look at us, we can learn from them, not only from their experiences, but from their health.
They're just cool. They're just cooler than us. Let's just admit it.
You guys are. You guys are in better shape. So what have you, you've been out a lot. And like I said, I've been kind of following you a little bit. What do you think? What have you been hearing?
So it's very, very, I'm glad you bring that point up, because as a grassroots, that's what I want to attach my staple to. As a grassroots.
So where are we at, Johnny?
Not 30 seconds.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
we'll just hold that thought.
Can you hold the thought?
Yeah, I will hold that thought. Right. Thought
that's,
is hold.
That's the question of the day. What do you been? What do you think? Superintendent of Schools
He's
is
been
with
waiting
us.
A long time to ask that question.
All right, we got another segment coming up.
He's going to moderate the debate tonight then.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break back after this.
Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violin.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with a very special day here today. TV legend Aaron Davidson is here.
Thank you.
Hello, Aaron. You know, Aaron, we're just talking about you.
Oh, boy.
And I said, all the years I've been in the media, I've never known someone, because, you know, so many times there's a persona on the air, and then you meet that person off the air, and you get to know them, and they're not even close, kind of. You are the closest, being the most normal person. How you were on the air is how you were off the air, which is really not that easy to find in that business. Let's be honest.
My claim to fame, being the most normal.
Well, Dr. Tiller joined us today, and former Mayor Jim Schmidt. By the way, Jim, you know, you were talking about the debate tonight.
Most normal. That's not too tough when you got John as a competitor. Okay, that.
The yin and the yang.
Right. Anyway, yes, John.
But you were talking about the debate tonight and everything like that. Yeah. You were talking about some of the great things that, you know, you're hoping to hear from people tonight. But Dr. Tiller, as far as, and Aaron mentioned about social media and everything, these days, if you're in the public eye the way, Jim, the way you were as a mayor, Dr. Tiller with your position, Aaron even being like, whatever, it's like there's so many different vibes out there that you have to concentrate on. Because Aaron, when you and I started, there was the 6 o'clock news and there's the 10 o'clock news, and that was about it.
That was it.
You'd
get some handwritten snail mail and email once in a while, once email started. But yeah, there was not a lot of input.
So Dr. Tiller, how are you using that? Are you concerned about it? Social media is... Sometimes when you study kids, and I have a daughter who works with adolescents, the psychological thing, and she's not a big fan of social media.
So I'm just glad you mentioned that, because I just asked my communication director as of Monday to let me have the password and the username to our Twitter account, because I like things and I'm going to start posting. So if people go to Green Bay Schools, they'll see me post it. But here, I just switched over to social media because it's the lesser of the two evils. It can get your picture out there, but it also spurs up keyboard warriors. And it's how you respond to them or don't respond to them on the social media page. So I leave that open. My wife, who Holly Tiller, who doesn't listen to her husband on none of social media.
Something else we have in common. I knew I liked you the day I met you, but go ahead.
It's very interesting, you know, but yet and still she calls me on the telephone and she says, honey, can you give me money? Can you do this? But you don't listen to your husband that promotes money. But anyway, the social media portion, it can be the lesser of two evils. It can be a positive and it can be a negative at the same time.
Yeah.
Dr. Tiller, you really are hitting the ground running here, and this is going to be your first year. Do you have an overriding goal for what you want to achieve when you're first starting this job?
Sure. The overriding goal is to first, community-wise, get out in the community like I'm doing now. We have a theme now that I presented to the administration in my whole district. It's called 212. And 212 is water boils at 211 degrees, but at 212, it creates steam. And steam can move locomotives and moves tons of energy. So we're asking people to go that extra, that 212, that one extra to give extra. That's the whole premise behind that 212.
I love it. I love it. And I just think there's a lot of good people, but then there's some great people. You know, and I think if they can just lean in a little bit and just go the extra mile, do the extra effort, get to the 212, You know, that's going to create a lot of momentum. And and I think we need that here. Look, I mean, Aaron, you must have covered this from Tom Joynt. I mean, right. I mean, I don't know the superintendents. Yeah. We've had quite a few, sure. And all good people, but society has changed. You know, and that's what you have to address. And our demographics have changed.
Absolutely. You have non-native speakers. You have school safety issues. I mean, there's so many issues to address in education now that I don't think being a school superintendent has ever been more difficult, actually. And yet you've tackled it. So that says something to your energy and your aspirations.
Yes. You know, when you look at it and you tackle it, you look at things like everybody mentions DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So you make sure things are not equal, but equitable, which is a big difference for all children.
I like that.
So it's a big difference that's there. People say it stands for equal, but you have to give the students what they need at their level and in order to promote them. Now, former mayor, you know, I'm so used to, you know, it's just, anyway, but anyway, I just love this guy.
First, just mayor or your excellency.
You know, I think my name, your excellency.
The grand poobah?
No, that won't work. I did run into a lady at Costco, Johnny, when I went to get more supplies, and she just didn't know my name. She goes, I don't know what to call you because you're maybe. You can call me Jim. Call me. She goes, if it's okay if I call you mayor. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm okay with that. But
hey, former
mayor.
You going to tell them what got you mad yesterday?
Well, I don't. What? So I had to give a talk in I'm sure, Aaron, you've spoke at that. And Dr. Tiller, you will too. The Learning and Retirement. So it's a program offered by the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Actually, by the whole university. But it's Learning and Retirement, LIR. And people sign up for it. It's people who are 55 years old. And they take like these sessions. So I think there's 10 a year. And so anyway, I had to go give a talk in Two Rivers yesterday about my dad was a barbershopper and 35 years he sang. And they wanted to know about that. So I went there and I had my notes. So I was prepared to do that. And there are people from Green Bay there. And the guy came up to me. And I don't know why you're making me tell the story, John, but I got to stop telling you stuff. And the guy goes, oh, Mayor, you know, that's... retirement's been put a little weight on there, huh?
Oh,
and it kind of and I thought, okay, and then he didn't let up. He goes, oh, how much weight you put on? And then I that kind of threw my game for my talk. You know what I mean? Like I had my notes,
right.
And I don't know that I was on in that. But anyway,
you were self-conscious after
I
that.
Know. Yeah. So then I'm sitting there, pulling my shirt off, turning in my chair, wheeled the guy in front of me. Come over here, sit in front of me. But
Aaron, anyway. I remember one time. You were laughing about a letter you got some lady about your hair. You changed your hairstyle.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that?
I constantly was told that my hair wasn't right, my clothes weren't right, whatever, my makeup wasn't right. So yeah.
Aaron, I got one of my State of the Cities. I'd get quite a few people to Meyer Theater. I read a letter that I got from somebody. She didn't like my eyebrows.
Oh no.
I mean, and it wasn't an email. It was a handwritten. She sat down at her kitchen table and wrote that out.
Yeah.
I that's one of the ones I saved.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Anyway, Dr. Till, you're gonna get plenty of those.
You know, Aaron, in fact, I just got a letter. They you know, somebody's complained about my hair.
No way.
Well, we just got a text here. It said, Dr. Tiller, love his energy and vision for Green Bay. Our community needs him.
See?
Text we just got in.
Now that, thank you.
Isn't
thank
it? You. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I just do. And I still get out quite a bit. And I just think that's a critical part of our city is, and Aaron said that when she got here about education. And so, I mean, you're the guy running it. So can I just, I want this to be happy and fun, but what about the school closing? Are you taking that on? I know that's tough. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
You know what, former mayor, I told you, and I told Lionel when I came on this show, there's nothing that a superintendent should not be able to address. And I want to give shout out to my team. So the school closes. What people don't understand is that we're always open to why things happen. They don't look behind the curtain. They just see the wizard up front. But if you pull the curtain, you find out who's controlling the wizard behind there. So it's a lot of factors that go into school closing. We just don't wake up in the middle of the night and say, let me call my board president. Let me call my board. We're going to close this school. It's finances that go into that. We have to make decisions that's based upon the masses. We can't make decisions based upon the few. So as we move forward, these decisions on school closings, will be based upon the masses of children. That will be better for educating a mass of children, not maybe one, not maybe 100, but over 18,000 students that we have in the district that I have to make decisions upon.
Right. So you have the diversity of your students is just, it's unbelievable how far reaching economics, you know, some very wealthy, some students who don't really, who are struggling. You've got different nationalities. You've got obviously different education levels. You've got some students who have special needs. You also have students in this community. And I've always been an advocate for all students, but for this group, for the gifted and talented. I had heard, and you would know this, but that the dropout rate can be as high for gifted and talented as it is for kids who are struggling in that they just get frustrated with the system. So something the city worked very hard on with the private sector is the gifted and talented school. And is that in your future? I just want to tell you, Doc, I don't know you all that well, but I think that is absolutely critical for this community to have a gifted and talented school and everything else you're doing. I understand the special needs and everything else that goes into your formula. But can I ask you about that? Because I get asked about it.
Sure, sure. And what happens is you have to have the mentality. When I was principal in a school, and I used to go up to the state of Michigan, they would say, raise your hand, how many people have honor schools in their district? So I would raise my hand. They say, well, Dr. Tiller, you have 98% free and reduced lunch, and your scores are pretty low. How do you say you have an honor school? I said, because I'm honored to have every single student come to school every day up under me. So it's a mentality that you have to have. You have gifted and talent, but you have gifted and talent that's involved in every single school. Now, the key of it is to make sure those kids, they get to match up and they see and talk to one another and make, I think we should have more gifted and talented schools throughout the whole district because we have those type of kids, not just at JaVinci, but we can create more schools of gifted and talented, which is very, very important because we can include more kids in this group and they're out there.
Love it. That's great. I couldn't agree more. How about the whole sports thing? We've talked about that. John Mino has an extensive background in sports, and these schools are putting a lot of money into some. He was at a – Johnny, where were you Friday?
Thursday. Football game in Nina.
And he said they put like $100
million. $150
million.
Oh, oh boy.
$150 million. Wow. Well, they built a whole new school, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah. The sports side, and some people are like, well, that's too much. Although, I don't know. I think if you can balance both academics and sports, I think that could be a winning – combination. I don't know. But what do you think about the? Do you deal with the sport? You must. You're the superintendent. You oversee the sports.
Oh yes.
Well,
you know, you're talking to a former physical education instructor.
All right.
Oh,
so
I can see that.
Yeah. So you know, I've coached track. That's my forte, and I coach girls basketball. So you cannot have one without the other. That's what's very critical. People don't understand you holistically have to educate the whole child. You just don't educate the academic person of the child because they will get burnout. You just can't come to school. Kids go to school for math, science, English, and social studies. They have to have extracurricular activities.
Amen.
That's involved.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of data that shows if they are involved in extracurricular activities,
sure,
they do better in school.
Exactly.
So I've always told the kids at Preble, and we have great schools here, all of them, but Preble is larger than St. Norbert College. You know, and I would tell
it's huge.
It is. And the talent in that school, I mean, their theater, I mean, their sports, I'm not sure about how they're doing in all their sports, but when you get a pool of, 2,000 kids, the lead in the play is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like I went to school with 400 kids, you know, to get the lead. And, you know, John went to a school with, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 kids because he was the lead. In his,
eight
wow.
or 10.
Wow. Well, weren't you the lead in a play? Or
In junior college.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Mesabi right. State Junior College is well known for its theatrics.
I can see that.
Theatrics,
yes,
right.
Thank you.
Theatrics. Johnny, what was the enrollment at?
Nagani?
Yeah.
At Nagani High School, we had 600.
Okay, well.
That's
right.
Relatively
that's
big.
That's
yeah.
Not a bad size school.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think that what these schools bring to the community, I mean, we're there to help and educate them, but that is like a great night out to go see a high school play, a high school concert, a high school football game. And I'm just glad that you're going to promote that, that extracurricular, because we as residents, we enjoy that. I got to tell you, it's just great to see this young talent.
Especially when it brings the community together.
Right.
That's key. You know, we can connect, and I hear the music, so I'm getting used to this. So I will come back with my thought.
All right.
Outstanding. Very good. Dr. Tiller in the house, Aaron Davidson in the house, the former mayor of Green Bay in the house, and myself. Mine on the mayor, back right after this. Welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Wednesday. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The world through your window. If you bundle the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply. See their phenomenal showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/2023. If you want to see them in person, go over to Mayor Schmidt's house. I'll give you the address in just a bit. He has 4 separate floors of Pella windows.
I love Pella. I like, hey, look, that deal's running out, Johnny.
I know.
31st. So we're going to get in there. That's a good deal. Get those things. Buy them. Get on the payment plan, get them installed before winter, save yourself a lot of money too, and have a great looking house. So we are joined today, two of my favorite people, Aaron Davidson, who anchored Channel 5 for 20 some years.
Centuries.
And Dr. Tiller, who has been with us for days. No, he's been with us for a couple months and is going to elevate the school district here in Greater Green Bay. You know, as you know, nothing more important, right, than the youth in our community. We've got 19,000 students who are in the Green Bay Public School District. And many of us who are parents have gone through the phase where the teacher knows more than the parent. And I think that's okay. If they're really good teachers, you know, my teacher said this, and okay. But, you know, you want to support that. And, but you have staffing. You're doing a good job, but there's some opportunities out there, too. Some holes you got to fill in staffing. You want to talk about?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Today, everyone, we have a walk-in job fair. That's today at the district office building. That's 200 South Broadway from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Let me tell you about the phenomenal job the HR department has done for the Green Bay Area Public Schools. We only have 25 openings left. We are on target currently. As of this morning, we have hired, since the summer began, 180 people. Wow. We are looking for teachers, custodians, food service workers, paraprofessionals, monitors, substitute teachers, and substitute support staff. They have done a phenomenal job. And I just want to say hats off to the HR department there at Green Bay Area Public Schools.
Oh, that's great.
Mr. Mayor, you know, I'm always talking about, I'm looking for a part-time job during the day. Hello?
Yes.
John's always here. We're trying to find something for John, but don't make any offers without clearing it with me. But
I won't.
I would be a good teacher.
But John, just in terms of the location, this is at the school district on Broadway. For your location, it's right next to the Green Bay Burger Company.
Oh, so perfect.
Now John knows where it is.
Or the sardine can. And
or the sardine can.
Oh, I know that too. Absolutely.
Anyway, so that's where it is. That's great.
And it's a great place to work. I have family working with the administration right now with the school district. So, it's a wonderful place to work. Yeah.
Wow. That's nice that you're getting close to where you want to be. I mean, you're almost there, right? Yes. And we've got to have the right employees to make this happen.
Aaron, I think you would have been a phenomenal teacher.
You would have.
Really? I wanted to be a teacher at one time.
You can always come and substitute teach. Yeah.
Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah. That means no. Anytime they say that.
Well, she lives up north now, though. She's about an hour north.
I'm in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm in Marinette County, actually.
When she started saying, well, I'll think about it. I was going to say no. to you. That one's over.
Right.
Anyway, no, you have some great teachers, and I'm glad we recognize them. And I think students, we've seen some of these interviews with students, and Johnny and I were working the truth booth with Civic Media at the Brown County Fair. And it's not sodium pentothal. It's people come in, they sit down, and they say, and they ask them, what do you like about Green Bay? What are you looking forward to? Students are looking forward to school.
Yes.
And I think that's, I can't say John and I felt that way 40 years ago. And I think that's awesome that kids are actually excited to get to school. And do you think about, and my wife and I were big advocates of that whole, it's called flexible calendar year, not year round school, but kind of six on, two off. And are you looking at a different system besides this system we have where you're off in the summer because of farming that very few people do? Or
exactly. You know, I haven't pitched it yet, but I'm with you 210% or 212 in this case. So because we have what is called a summer slide where students lose what they have gained, and it takes us a full month to start to recoup what they have gained over the summer. So we're a month in, and before we can start introducing new material, I don't care what people say, and get them into a routine. So everybody else is moving to, and we need to move that time. Kids should not be starting school at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Their bodies, studies have shown that their bodies just don't pick up until about 8:30 in the morning. So we need to look at, because school has, as you mentioned, former mayor, was created around the farming. And that archaic calendar, we no longer farm anymore for the most part. Right. And so we need to change and look at a whole new different. But that's a whole new ball game. We got to talk about schools and everything else in closing.
But I like the fact that you're thinking that way. Like, yes. You've got vision. I'm glad they brought someone in who's young, that's got high energy.
Ooh. Give him ding, ding, ding. Young.
I like that. Enough about me.
No, Mino, he was talking about me.
No, I'm excited for people to get a chance to know you and talk to you tomorrow at your event at West High School. And when can they be sure to hear what you have to say? There's when are you going to be speaking during the program?
So I'm not speaking per se, but to hear and talk about, I put on my website my 90-day plan.
Okay.
So my goals and objectives is out there already, because it's very important to me, as you know, as a public figure that I am now, and I had to embrace that piece. I want the public to be aware of everything.
And they want to be too. You know what I mean? And I think that you're going to find that, and they're not, they don't want to be aware of it to be critical. They want to be aware of it because they really care. People in Green Bay do care when, you know, even those of us who don't have kids in the school system anymore. I mean, we're still paying, you know, property taxes that go to the schools, and we just want a good product, and we trust you that you're going to deliver that. And like I said before, and I'm, you know, I hope we're going to be friends. I think you're going to do awesome.
And I think first of all, we will be friends because we're cut same cloth. It's very interesting because even if I tell people as I'm moving towards goals, and people can beat up on me later on down the line if I don't meet those goals, but I tell my staff that we go for 212 and we shoot for the planets. And even if we fall short, at least we'll be among the stars.
Right.
So we'll still be there.
Love it. I mean, that's what we need to do. High expectations. The kids will rise to that.
Yes.
The community will rise to it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Absolutely. And an education will rise the level of living and of lifestyle in the whole community.
Sure.
And we're going to look back at this time, you know, 2023, and where we kind of turned the economy, getting more people attracted to Green Bay, because the city's growing okay, but it could grow better, and education is going to be a big part of that.
Sure,
and you're going to help us with recruiting, and we're going to get the mayor to get you out at some of these businesses that are thinking of coming to Green Bay. And we're like, look, you're thinking about Green Bay, you're thinking about this place. We got Dr. Tiller, and they don't.
Yeah, exactly, and we have mine on the mayor, and they don't.
There you go.
So
and
you
I
like
got
that?
Aaron Davidson in the house.
That's right.
We got it all.
Pleasure
well, we
to meet you.
We are out of time. We just wish we had more time. Yeah. Dr. Tiller, thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Aaron Davidson, so wonderful having
thank
you here.
Thank you.
Too.
Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.